From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting North Korea claims to have detonated its first hydrogen bomb. The UN Security Council is set to meet Wednesday to discuss what could be the latest violation of international sanctions by Pyongyang. South Korea and Japan have both denounced the detonation. Washington is promising an appropriate response. North Korean state television announced the regime's first successful hydrogen bomb test. The seismic event recorded near the North's nuclear test site registered 5.1 on the Richter scale. Troy Stangerone is with the Washington-based Korea Economic Institute.
I'm sure over the next days and weeks, there'll be air samples done to see if there's any radioactive particles leaking from that area to confirm. But at this point, it does look like that's the case. In terms of what type of bomb this is, that would be hard to say at this point. What we do know is this was about the same yield as the test in 2013.
North Korea has conducted three previous atomic tests. A U.S. service member was killed, two others wounded Tuesday near the Afghan city of Marja in contested Helmand province. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook said Tuesday it points up the security challenges that remain in Afghanistan.
The situation in Helmand throughout Afghanistan remains challenging, but we are confident that the Afghan National Security and Defense Forces are continuing to develop the capabilities and capacity to secure the country against a persistent insurgent threat. And the U.S. and Afghan governments agree that the best way to ensure lasting peace and security in Afghanistan is through an Afghan-led and Afghan-owned peace process.
10 of Helmand's 14 districts are said to have fallen to the Taliban or are of uncertain status. The Algerian government has unveiled draft constitutional reforms, including presidential term limits and parliamentary involvement in the selection of prime ministers. They also officially recognize the Amzai language spoken by minority Berbers. This is VOA News. Kuwait Tuesday joined Saudi allies Bahrain and Sudan in cutting diplomatic ties with Iran over the storming of the Saudi embassy in Tehran after Saudi Arabia executed a prominent Shia cleric. That incident divided the Muslim world along Sunni-Shia lines. In Washington Tuesday, a top presidential envoy on countering the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, said that makes the job of battling the IS group harder.
Very concerned whenever you see this kind of potential for real polarization, because it enables extremists on both sides to take advantage of the situation, which is extremely dangerous and plays into the hands of groups like ISIL. That's something, of course, that we're concerned about, because our objective here is to support moderates on both sides of this kind of sectarian divide. So that's one, and that's why we're working very hard to try to de-escalate things.
Meanwhile, Iran's president said Tuesday Saudi Arabia cannot, quote, hide its crime of the execution of Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr. The governor of Yemen's port city Aden survived an apparent assassination attempt Tuesday. A car bomb blew up as the convoy carrying Governor Idaris el-Zubaydi passed by. He appears to have escaped harm, but several bodyguards were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but a pro-Islamic State group was behind last month's bombing that killed his predecessor. Authorities Tuesday recovered the bodies of at least 36 migrants, including children who drowned off Turkey after their boats capsized in rough waters as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. 12 other migrants were rescued. Joel Millman is with the International Organization for Migration.
Migrants and refugees continue to enter Greece at a rate of over 2,500 a day from Turkey, which is very close to the average of through December. So we see the migrant flows are continuing through the winter, and obviously the fatalities are continuing as well.
Most of the migrants are Syrian refugees. Millman says over a million people arrived in 2015 with a death toll of nearly 3,800. The UN mission in Central African Republic says it's investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces. The mission, known as MINUSCA, said staff from the UN Children's Fund have met with four alleged victims and are helping them to obtain medical care and assessing their psychosocial needs. There have been at least 17 previous accusations of sexual misconduct by members of the UN mission. Partial results from the December 3rd election in Central African Republic released Tuesday show a high voter turnout and two former prime ministers in a tight race for president. Nearly 2 million voters registered. Anna said Georges Dologwele is leading with nearly 180,000 votes ahead of Foustan Archange Touadéra, who has less than 179,000. If no candidate wins more than 50%, the front runners will face each other in a runoff. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.